Welcome back again. Today we will be discussing lotions, creams, and lotion bars. And a little later on I'll show you how to make a lotion. Why do we need natural skincare products? What's wrong with the lotions, the creams that we buy in the shops? Now, as you know, the skin is the largest organ of our body, and it weighs an unbelievably 20 pounds, almost 10 kilograms. And if you could take your skin and spread it out, you would find that it is 2 square meters, that is 22 square feet, which is quite a surface. The whole idea of transdermal absorption has been a lot in the news lately, and a lot of research has been done. How much can you absorb from what you put on your skin? Is it possible that you can absorb it right into the bloodstream, or is it only on the surface? So a lot has been done. Many studies show that our bodies absorb directly into the bloodstream close to 60% of topical products. Hormone therapy treatments and smoking cessation medications are often prescribed as patches applied directly to the skin. These medications pass first through the skin and then directly enter the bloodstream. So it is possible. Some say no, it's not possible, but research has shown that it is possible. What chemicals should we avoid in skincare products? Now, if you look at that slide, look at the list of ingredients in just one little cream or a shampoo. So we will be discussing this. If we look at some of the chemicals that they put in our creams, in our shampoos, one of the largest one is petroleum jelly, mineral oil. It's the most widely used ingredient in the cosmetic industry because it's very cheap. It's extremely cheap to obtain, and it's used in virtually every facial cream and hair serum and body lotion and shampoo. If it's not purified well, it might contain traces of PAH, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, comes from coal, and it is known to be carcinogenic and extremely harmful to the human health. I can tell you my story, why I started getting interested in natural products, natural ingredients for skincare products. It was a couple of years ago when I had a very dry skin and I heard of this oil, and I'm not going to mention the name, but I applied this to my skin and it did help for a while for the dryness, but it started making bumpy things on my skin. And then one day, a few weeks later, I discovered a growth on my nose, on the side of my nose, and it spread quickly. The next day it was even double the size, and I went to the doctor. And the doctor said, this is bad, it's going to take over your whole nose and you'll lose your whole nose. You have to go to a plastic surgeon immediately. I went to the plastic surgeon, they did a very painful operation. They stick a needle down your nose and into your cheek, and he cut the whole side of the nose away, and he took the cheek, part of the cheek, and he plastered that over the nose. So I actually have my cheek on my nose. And I was traumatized. It was so painful. It was so hard. And I thought, what did I do wrong? What did I do differently? And then I started looking at the oil. And I went through the ingredients and I started doing research. And I found that it was almost 90% mineral oil with some fragrances and other bad chemicals. And I realized that it is possible that your health or your skincare products can actually cause problems on your skin. And that's where I started to research more and more. Now, the next one that we have to avoid is parabens. They are chemical preservatives. They might even lead to breast cancer. I'm not going to go through it in detail. Sulfates, they put sulfates in your shampoos, like sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium laureth sulfate. And these strip away the moisture on your skin. It's also in toothpastes, it's in some of the creams, and it'll dry out your skin. It might even cause cancer. Phthalates. This is a bad, bad one. It's a lubricant. They use it in many, many products like nail polish, moisturizers, shampoos, hairsprays, even in toys, detergents, and other variety of products. It is known to be an endocrine disruptor. It's been linked to breast cancer and reproductive birth defects. Phthalates are also known to have possible effects on hormones. So that's one you would want to avoid. Oh, and phthalates are hidden often. If you see an ingredient list, it's often hidden in the term fragrance. They put it in fragrance, but you don't know that it's in there. Now, fragrance is basically aromatic extracts, but they also contain unknown toxic chemicals which are harmful to you. It can irritate the skin, have toxic hormonal effects, and may even cause cancer. Formaldehyde, you know that that's a preservative. If you see in museums, you might see organs in bottles, and that's being preserved with formaldehyde. It could cause skin irritation, problems with breathing, watery eyes, burning in the nose, and it's also known to be a human carcinogen. And this is in many, many products, in deodorants, nail polish, makeup, lotions. So avoid that as well. Phenoxyethanol, it's an antibacterial and a stabilizer in perfumes. It's very harmful if swallowed, inhaled, or absorbed through the skin, especially for mothers, nursing mothers, and infants. And it has an effect on the brain and the central nervous system. It's something you would really want to avoid. It also irritates the skin and the eyes. And some people say, well, they only use very little, but it accumulates. The more you use it, the more it accumulates in the body. Alcohols are, some are good, some are bad. Bad alcohols are methanol, isopropyl alcohol, propanol, benzyl alcohol, and so on. Especially look at alcohol DNAT. It's in many, many of the products. It's extremely drying and irritating to the skin. They actually put it in to make the solution or the emulsion feel less greasy, but it actually strips the oil from your skin. PEGs, the polyethylene glycols, they are used as thickeners and softeners. And the problem with PEGs is that they are absorption enhancers, which allows bad substances and good ingredients to be absorbed. So you don't know what you're going to absorb. They just make anything go through the skin, and it causes irritation and toxicity and skin aging. Propylene glycol, the same thing, penetration enhancer. It also strips the skin of the oils. Butylene glycol, it's used as a preservative and a solvent, and this is also not a good substance. It causes depression, drowsiness, skin irritation, and dermatitis and hives. And that's in many, many products. There are many more. There's a whole list here that I've got here. Most of them you can't even pronounce. So I wouldn't even try to pronounce them. If you want more information on toxic substances in our skincare products, go to the EWG, that's the Environmental Work Group, skin database, and they will tell you what is toxic and what is not. If you look at this list on a cream, we've just discussed, we can look at paraffinum liquidum, that is liquid paraffin, that's mineral oil. It's right up at the top, so it means that a lot of this cream contains this mineral oil. And then there's also the hydrogenated oils, phenoxyethanol, bad one. Then the benzyl alcohol, the perfume, and all those things, it's something that you would want to avoid. So let's look at lotions, creams, and lotion bars. What's the difference between a cream and a lotion bar? Emulsifiers, we look at the ratio that you need for to make the creams and the oils and the liquids. And also we'll look at natural preservatives. Now, there's two types of emulsions. The one the water in oil means that the oil molecules cover the water molecules. So when you put that on your skin, the oil will come into touch with your skin first. So it'll be more of an oily, it'll be more of a cream and more oily than the lotion. A lotion will be oil in water, so the water will come in touch with your skin first and it will not be as greasy. So mostly the oil and water will mostly be made with a beeswax as an emulsifier, and the oil and water mostly you will use emulsifying wax for that. And personally I prefer lotions, so oil and water, because I don't like the greasy feeling and I really enjoy the creaminess, but it mustn't be greasy. Emulsifiers could include emulsifying wax. You can find that on the internet. A vegan emulsifying wax, candela wax, lecithin, stearic acid, and then of course beeswax. Now ratios for lotions. If you use an emulsifier, now the emulsifier, obviously water and oil doesn't blend by itself. You need something to blend it with, to emulsify it with. So if you use, let's say, emulsifying wax, you would use 5 to 8% of your recipe for that. And your oils, this is now for a lotion. For a cream, you would use more oil. But for a lotion, you use 12 to 20% oil, and then the rest would be the water and whatever you add to the water. So let's say you have an emulsifier, 5%, you have 20% oils, and then the rest will be 75% of your waters. And this is a very good recipe. Okay, natural preservatives. It's very hard. A natural preservative doesn't actually do the work that a chemical one does. So you need to maybe add something to it. When I used preservatives, natural ones, I used Lucidal liquid, but I also used Hesperidin. Now the Lucidal liquid is derived from radishes fermented with kimchi bacteria, and it's a very good product, but it doesn't keep your product from spoiling eventually. You can't use it. It doesn't work forever like a chemical one does. If you add the Hesperidin to it, it helps a little bit, but still it will spoil eventually. So the way that I do it now is I make my product without any preservative and I freeze it. And then I freeze them in little containers like these. If you can look at this cream there, I freeze them and then I take them out as I need them. And you just use it. Keep it in the fridge. Use it as whenever you want to. And then you can take out the next one from the freezer. And that's the best way to deal with it. You can also add natural antioxidants like vitamin E and rosemary antioxidants that'll help with the spoiling of the oils. The oils will become rancid easily, so vitamin E will help with the rancidity. They say grapefruit seed extract will also help, but they've shown that it's almost always contaminated with some chemical, some synthetic compound. So I would just use vitamin E, and that's what I use. Right, there's also another theory that once you heat up your oils and your water, if you hold it at 70 degrees Celsius and you hold it for 20 minutes, it'll kill some of the bacteria. But that it's been proven that it's not actually reliable. So I don't heat and hold as well. So let's look at some of the recipes. This one is a beeswax night cream. Now we call it water phase, that's where all your liquids are, and then the oil phase is your fats and your oils. So the water phase would be 50%, and your oils would be 44%, and your beeswax will be 6%. And this makes a night cream, it's a rich cream. We're not going to demonstrate this one, but you can try it at home. It makes a really nice cream. Lotion bars, as you see here displayed, these are so easy to make. And all you have to do is take the bar. Once you've made it, I'll show you now how to make it. And you just spread it over your skin, and it'll absorb, it'll just melt on your skin, and that's how you apply it. And it's really nice, and it'll sort of absorb very quickly. So that's nice to have as well, especially if you're traveling and you can't take your creams with you. This will not spoil. The lotion bar is made with equal parts of, let's say, shea butter, which is a hard fat. And here you can see some of the shea butter, the hard fat there. It will also need some liquid oil and beeswax. And if you have equal parts, let's say 1 ounce of shea butter, 1 ounce almond oil, 1 ounce beeswax, and then some essential oils, you have a very nice lotion bar that you can travel with. But we're not going to demonstrate that one either. The one that I will demonstrate in a while is this one, the Nourishing Lotion. And this one is so interesting that I use this as a hair conditioner as well. So it is so light that it's a great hair conditioner. And what we do here, I'm going to show you how to prepare the aloe juice. I make my own aloe juice, and we mix that with water, and then we'll have the sweet almond. If you look here on the table here, we have sweet almond, we have shea butter, we have jojoba. Now, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's yoyoba or jojoba or whatever, but I just say jojoba. And we have pumpkin seeds oil, and we have grape seed oil. And the emulsifier I will be using is the emulsifying wax. It does contain some stearic acid, and it's a very good vegan vegetarian wax. And also, I like to add essential oils. Now, you must never add more than about 40 drops of essential oils to 100 milliliters of lotion. More than that is a little bit too much. So this will be much less, but I like to use all these. Myrrh, what is it? Frankincense, myrrh, sandalwood, neroli, rose, and then the vitamin E for the as an antioxidant. And then just 2 drops of carrot seed oil because it feeds your skin. And yes, and when we come back, I will show you how to do that. Thank you for joining us again. Today we are making a nourishing lotion, and I will show you how to prepare it from scratch. We're going to do the aloe vera leaf from scratch. But before you do this, it's important to sterilize your containers that you will put your lotion in, and also have everything ready. I've already weighed out or measured out the essential oils. I've weighed out the oils, and now we will do the liquid. And I'm wearing gloves, not because there's anything toxic that I'm scared of. It's to prevent bacteria from getting into my lotion. So this is a good practice. Right, you take your aloe vera leaf. You'll see a lot of sulfur and stuff oozing out of it. I'm going to cut this here. And then I'm going to just cut the sides, as you can see. I prefer making my own, because if you buy aloe vera gel, it has preservatives in it. And it's much easier and better to make your own. Now you're going to just separate the skin from the flesh. I'm trying to keep as much of the flesh as possible. It's not always easy. And then we will scoop it out with a spoon. And we will blend it in the blender. Right. There's your flesh. You're going to take the blender, open it up. And we will scoop it in there. I'm going to take a spoon and scoop it out. You get to play with all these things, and it's fun. If you can make your lotions preservative-free, That's the best you can do. Right. Now we will blend it with a tiny bit of water. Just to keep it going, to get it going. This is, remember, distilled water, not tap water or any other water. You need distilled water. We're going to blend this. Right, you have to blend it to a very smooth consistency. You don't want pieces in your lotion. Makes it a nice frothy consistency. And now we will weigh it. We need 60 grams of aloe, if we have it. Sometimes the leaves are a little bit smaller, and sometimes it's bigger, so let's see how much we can get out of this. It's also fine if it's 50-50 or whatever, but we can just see how much we get out of this one leaf. This one is 36 grams, 37. Let's get a spatula. So this one is only half of what I need, because I had a small leaf, but that's fine, as long as you have the amount of liquid that you need, it's fine. Right, so this one is now 43. Let's make it a little bit more. If we can get that down there, if we can go to 45. Good. It's a good amount. Okay, so we have 45 grams of aloe juice, and to make up the 150 grams, we will add 105 grams of water. Oops, I have to go back to naught. And then it's 105. Now you have to be very careful. Now careful, 99, 100, 101, 104, 105, yes, it's done. Right, now comes the interesting part. That is done, the oils are done, but now I have to add wax to the oil and then I'm going to melt it. So at this point, I'm going to add boiling water to the frying pan. I've already boiled the water. We'll just continue to boil another few seconds. Okay, now we have boiling water that is being kept warm by or hot by the frying pan, and I'm going to weigh out the wax into the oils. Now we need 5% wax, which is 10 grams. I'll use this. The wax looks like this, emulsifying wax. We need 10 grams. That's 7. That's 7. 8. 9, 10. Got 10 grams of wax. And this has to be melted together in the hot water. And the other secret is your water must also be warmed up. The two have to be more or less the same temperature. when you blend them together. The wax will now emulsify it, and I normally let it just melt, take it off the heat, and then try and adjust the heat in both containers. So we will now stir the wax and the oils and let it melt. You can see there's hard oil, which is the shea butter, and the soft oil, which is all the other oils that we've included. And this will take a while. But as soon as everything is melted, you remove it from the heat. It's normally about 60, 65 degrees Celsius. Now the nice thing about emulsifying wax is that it's a very easy wax to work with. If you work with beeswax, the solutions have to be totally cold, and it's often you will find that it separates. But emulsifying wax is a very easy wax to work with. Right, the oils and the liquids have now reached more or less the same temperature, and this one the same, 57. So now we can start blending. But more or less around 60 Celsius you start blending. And you blend first you start with the oils, and then you add the water. So I just use one of these mixes. You don't need more. So you're going to start blending the oils, and you will add the liquid. As you can see, the color is changing, it's becoming more homogenized. Just keep blending till it's thicker. And when you add the essential oils, the temperature must be under 40 degrees Celsius. Is almost ready, as you can see. I'm going to let it cool down. Let me get the thermometer. At the moment it is at, let's check that, if you can see there, it's 35, 36, 38, 40, 41. So it's still a little too hot to add your essential oils. We're going to let it cool down a few minutes, and then we'll add the essential oils. Right, now we have our emulsion at the right temperature. It's about 39 degrees, and we will now add our essential oils. Just pour it in there. As I say, don't add too much. It could be it could irritate the skin if you have too much essential oil in your lotion. Right. Just blend it in. As you can see, the lotion has thickened up nicely. Beautiful white color. And now you pour them into your containers. I'm just going to pour a little bit, and just to show you. And then you must let it stand to cool down completely. If you cover it up now with a lid, it might gather some moisture in the lid, and it might spoil your product. So just let it cool down until it's totally room temperature, and then you have your beautiful lotion. And thank you for watching. It's been fun to make it. Right, let's just test the soap for lathering. This is the ivory soap that we made first, and this is the charcoal soap. Let's see how well it lathers.